T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get right to it. Joining us right now, Brad Spielberger, analyst at Pro Football Focus. He's also a contributor at Over the Cap, and he's a former Vikings legal intern. Follow him on Twitter, at PFF underscore Brad. At PFF underscore Brad. Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, I'm going to get to Ben Simmons in a little bit, but first we'll stick to football. We'll stick to football. 49ers obviously lost a tough ball game on Sunday night to the Packers. Injuries starting to pile up. After 3 weeks, has your impression of the 49ers changed at all since the beginning of the year?
No, you know, I think they're the good team we expected, and they win in a simple fashion by just dominating in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And I think the biggest question mark or maybe concern coming into this season was that secondary. And you mentioned there's already been injuries there now as well. So the fact that Josh Norman's even starting in the first place is probably a bit of a red flag after his play in Buffalo the last couple of years. And then, D'Amador Lenore, good young player, but looked a little bit out of his element, against Aaron Rodgers, obviously can cause some problems in the secondary. But that is their weak spot. And when you get the ball out as fast as Aaron Rodgers did, he threw the ball about 2 seconds after the snap on average, was the fastest for a game of his career. That's how you nullify, Nick Bosa and that pass rush. And so they took advantage all night long.
That's a great breakdown, because Green Bay was able to stay ahead of the sticks, and therefore the short passing game, the quick passing game, was able to be so effective. How do the 49ers counteract early down runs that they're not used to giving up like they did against Green Bay?
Yeah, that is kind of the trade-off you have, and I think part of it just comes from, playing better. I think they could have, executed better last night, and they're still figuring things out, without Robert Saleh there in the fold, and yes, a lot of guys stayed back. But it's an early season, and this was their first kind of really good opponent. Moving the ball on early downs, I think Matt LaFleur dialed up a very nice game plan last night. So things will level out, but really, if guys are getting open that early, if receivers can create separation that early in the snap on a first and 10, in a passing situation, they're going to get, chunk plays here and there.
Brad, help me out. I'm trying to tell my guys that, when you look at the stats, it makes Jimmy G look like he had a greater game than he actually did, the eye test. And I know he's an average quarterback, can be good at times, Brad, but when you watch him, how does he grade out? Because, the inability to look downfield and the explosive plays, I put at his doorstep. Am I looking at Jimmy G wrong?
No, you're spot on, and we're right there with you. We have something called a big-time throw, which isn't an exact science, but, it's a big-time throw downfield or how close the coverage defender is. There's some different factors that can weigh in. And I would say a good week for a quarterback, he throws maybe 3 to 5 of those. Garoppolo has yet to throw a big-time throw this season. So he has 0 for the season, third straight week without one. And he had what we call 3 turnover-worthy plays. So, one of them being the ball to Jair Alexander, which honestly, in Garoppolo's defense, I thought was just a phenomenal play from the opposite field corner to get that far back and make that play. And, Jair Alexander is a phenomenal player. But 2 other passes that could have been picked off, he has not done a ton, and it shows up against better competition.
Brad Spielberger joining us from Pro Football Focus. We've been kind of going back and forth with a little debate here about the 49ers run game, Brad, and whether you know, whether their personnel back there makes a big difference, because everybody seems to suggest that Kyle Shanahan devises a running game with a stable of running backs kind of at the ready. In your kind of analysis, have you seen anything to indicate that, you know, Mostert and Elijah Mitchell are more effective than, let's say, Trey Sermon was last week? If you know, if you get the gist of my question.
No, I totally understand you, and I think that you obviously hear, you know, things being said, like, you know, the position is very replaceable, and you
right.
can find guys that can do similar things at the running back position. And yes, I think Shanahan's system is very friendly. That wide zone scheme, I think a lot of running backs that just get one cut, get upfield, have good speed, you know, tend to be able to produce in that offense. But there's, of course, still things that come into when you have a veteran like a Raheem Mostert that's worked in the offense before, has chemistry with Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, things like pass protection, other aspects of the offense. Because, you know, the 49ers are motioning at the snap so much and doing so much and putting Mostert maybe in the slot and then motioning him back in to see if the defense is playing zone or man coverage. There's all these other aspects of football that maybe a rookie like a Trey Sermon, you know, maybe that's why he is a healthy scratch for week one, you know, even though he's a decently high pick. That's why things like that happen.
I'm now following Brad Spielberger at @PFF_Brad, and because I am, I pulled this nugget from you, Brad. Marlon Mack and the Colts mutually agreeing for him to possibly get shopped. He's a running back. The Niners like running backs. How's the fit, Brad?
Yeah, you know, that is an interesting call. You know, he just paid the rest of his salary this year, which is going to be about $750,000, so not a big expenditure, and the 49ers could make it work. Are they going to be in that market? I think it's possible. You know, Mack has been a good player, coming off an Achilles tear, which is a tough injury, especially a running back. But he is a running back you think would fit in that, you know, in San Francisco, can catch the ball out of backfield as well, which would be a nice added element. So, hey, if they're interested, I think the cost would be, you know, a very late pick, you know, seventh round, sixth round, maybe. So, yeah, they could explore that.
Brad, I can make fun of myself. I told my guys going into this game against Green Bay that the Niners would have six sacks. They got one. Bosa looks good. He looks explosive. But what do you make of this D-line thus far through three games for the Niners?
I think they're still, you know, getting their legs under them. Bosa does already look good, and he's obviously coming off the ACL tear of his own, and I think he'll continue to get better. It really comes down to the great game plan from the Packers last night. So like I mentioned, you know, Rodgers got the ball off on average in 2.05 seconds for the entire game, which is his quickest since 2011. You know, he wasn't even letting them get to the, you know, to be able to get pressures or get after the quarterback. So I think, you know, Nick Bosa, we've seen even, you know, D4 looks good this year. The interior is looking solid. They are a good pass rushing unit still. They're still creating havoc for opposing teams. Obviously, the first 2 weeks, they were pretty dominant. And I think they will only get better as the season goes on.
Brad Spielberger of Pro Football Focus joining us. And before we let you go, I was poised to follow PFF_Brad, but then I saw this tweet. My game doesn't work well with an MVP caliber big is a bold strategy for a ball dominant point forward that can't shoot. Why do you dislike Ben Simmons so much, Brad?
Uh-oh, Brad.
I have nothing against Ben Simmons personally at all. I think he's a good player in a lot of aspects. You know, I think shooting the ball is relatively important in the game of basketball, just in my personal opinion. He just doesn't excel there. But I have no ill will towards Ben Simmons, and wherever he ends up, I wish him good luck.
I appreciate
Man,
that.
Might cost him a follower right there, Steiny.
He was spot on, though.
I'm gonna go ahead and give you the follow anyway, Brad. Hey, man, thank you so much for joining us. Really good stuff, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.